Well, first of all, the 6.2% unemployment rate, which was a tick up relative to the United States, actually was good news. I know that sounds ironic, but the reason the unemployment rate didn't perform a little better was that we had a big increase in the labor force. Over the last few years, our labor force had not been growing, hadn't been growing in the country, hadn't been growing in Florida. So when we got modest increases in jobs, the unemployment rate came down very fast. Now, we're getting an increase in the labor force. People are becoming more encouraged that they can find a job. There's been so much job growth, especially here in Florida, that now we're seeing a growth in the labor force. And that's actually a very good thing.
So that's positive news, even though the numbers may look like, at first blush, they're telling a different story.
That's exactly right. I mean, this is the first time in over a year that Florida's unemployment rate has been above the national rate. But the reason that occurred is because of the growth in the labor force, which is really quite encouraging. It means that people believe that they can get jobs, and that's a reflection of the strength in job creation in Florida over the last 24 months.
Now, in terms of economic recovery, though, we've been talking about the new normal. Yes, there's a recovery, but it's slow and low, so to speak, compared to pre-recession levels. Does this report show that pattern continuing or changing? Where are we with that?
No, this is more slow and low. We had a year-over-year job growth of 231,400, which is a nice number. I mean, a big number. But it's about the same as it's been over the last 6 months. So we're not seeing any further acceleration. And to put that in perspective, that's about the average rate of job growth that we had between 1970 and 2005. So this is a recovery, but we're only up to the average rate of job growth. We're certainly not up to the recovery, the typical recovery rate of job growth. So it's more a reflection of the fact that this is a new normal for us, the different trajectory that this cycle is taking, not only nationally, but here in Florida.
How does job growth look across major sectors? Is this another report where new hiring is for mostly a certain type of job, say mostly leisure and tourism jobs, or is there some growth across the board?
There's a lot of strength across the board, which is very important because it means that these gains are sustainable. Every single major sector had an increase, even government. Although federal government employment still falls, local government was rising fast enough to offset that. Particularly important was that we had a number of sectors. We had four major sectors that had job growth of more than 40,000 over the last 12 months, including construction, leisure and hospitality, trade, and business and professional services. So we're seeing big gains in a lot of sectors.
What about region-by-region growth in the state? Is the level of growth similar? Does it vary? And what are the numbers for Central Florida?
It's really highly differentiated, and particularly here in Central Florida. Peninsula Florida generally is doing much better than the Panhandle. The Panhandle from about Pensacola over to Tallahassee is really pretty weak. Tallahassee, Gainesville, because they're dependent on government jobs, is really pretty weak. And then we see places that are weak here in Central Florida. Daytona Beach, Melbourne, still very weak job growth. Only 2,000 for job growth over the last 12 months in Daytona. That's a 1.9% rate of growth compared to 3.2% for the state as a whole. In Melbourne, only 800 new jobs over the last 12 months. Less than 1% job growth. So they're pretty weak compared to Orlando that had over 39,000 jobs and over 3.2% rate of job growth. So the major metropolitan areas, Orlando, Tampa, Jacksonville, and South Florida in particular, are doing very well, and the West Coast. But then we have pockets, Ocala, Palm Coast, that are really much weaker.
What's the takeaway here with this report?
Well, areas that have a strong basis in tourism in particular, but also in construction and population growth, are doing relatively well. Other places, those that depend upon government, are doing relatively poorly.
And this is all part of that new normal?
Yeah. What we're seeing is a growth that occurs in particular places for particular reasons, and then we see much slower growth across most of the rest of the areas, not only in this state, but across the country. And this is symptomatic of what I think is the new normal for this recovery cycle, Nicole.